3AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
7 votes, we got them.
Another unanimous vote to return an expelled lawmaker to the Tennessee legislature. Commissioners in Memphis voted for Justin Pearson to retake his seat after he and a colleague were kicked out last week for rallying gun control protesters on the state house floor. CBS's Mark Strassman tells us what happens next.
Both the two Democrats and the Republican supermajority are going to have some work to do, try to figure out how are we going to get along with each other and how are we going to work with each other in the days ahead.
Pearson and Justin Jones had been protesting for stricter gun laws in the state following the school shooting in Nashville. Louisville police just released some of the 911 calls it got from terrified callers as a bank employee gunned down his coworkers this week.
911, Operator Davis, what is the address of the emergency?
Oh my God, what's the address of Weston Point? Oh my God, there's an active shooter there. Oh my God.
5 people were killed in that rampage. 8 others were injured. The shooter was killed by police. E-cigarette maker Juul will have to pay millions for marketing its vaping products to young users.
It's the largest settlement involving Juul so far. The company will dish out $462 million to 6 states and the District of Columbia. New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Juul misled consumers about the health risk of their products. The e-cigarette company falsely led consumers to believe that its vapes were safer than cigarettes.
The agreement also requires age verification. Juul has also agreed to place its products behind retail store counters. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
President Biden is tracing his roots today in Ireland. Our Stephen Portnoy is there, too.
Mr. President, how does it feel to be here, sir?
Feels wonderful. Feels like I'm coming home.
His great-great-grandfather left Ireland for the U.S. back in the late 1940s. Earlier today, Mr. Biden gave a speech commemorating the Good Friday Agreement that ends decades of clashes between Catholics and Protestants. Another Republican throws his hat in the ring to run for president in 2024.
Joe Biden and the radical left have chosen a culture of grievance over greatness. They're promoting victimhood instead of personal responsibility.
That's South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who posted that video on social media today and launched an exploratory committee for his campaign. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
For Tim Scott, there's no downside to this at all. He's going to become much better known, and I doubt that he's going to be in the thick of it in debates, except on policy.
At least 4 other Republicans have announced their bids for the White House, including former President Trump. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's running for re-election next year. The Madison Democrat is seeking a 3rd 6-year term in the U.S. Senate. No one's yet officially announced they're running against Baldwin. Governor Reivers wants to use some of the state's $7 billion surplus to help unpaid home caregivers. His budget would provide $195 million in tax relief to about 240,000 people over 2 years.
It's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It's not whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. It's a priority.
More on Civic Media's Empowered Caregivers tonight at 7. In sports, the Brewers and Diamondbacks play the rubber match of their series in Arizona today. The Bucks begin playoff action at home Sunday. They'll take on either Miami, Toronto, or Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com. It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with a very favorable poll, a Quinnipiac poll, one of the best in the country, widely respected. By the way, Quinnipiac is a small college in New Haven, Connecticut. It just won the men's hockey championship, the NCAA. They were behind 2-1 with hardly any time to go. They tied it up. Then overtime, the first 10 seconds of overtime, they went on and they won 3-2. So good for them. But more importantly, to our point of view, Quinnipiac has a poll. They do them frequently, very, very well regarded. And this poll shows that if the presidential race in 2024 were held today, and this poll was taken between March 9 and March 13, so it's 4 weeks old, but today was 4 weeks ago. But if anything, it's improved for Joe Biden. Joe Biden over Donald Trump. Joe Biden will be the Democratic nominee. I hope that Trump is not the Republican nominee, but assuming he was, the poll said that Biden beats Trump 49-45. And that's a reversal because some months ago, Trump was slightly ahead. Trump is falling. Biden is rising. Trump's favorable ratings are 25%. That's flirting with fringe territory. And there are a lot of good reasons for it. And think about it. Inflation in June of 2022 is at 9%. In March, just this past month that ended 2 weeks ago, it was down to 5%. It was almost cut in half. Joe Biden's done a heck of a job. And frankly, the Fed's done a heck of a job. Another factor that people are keeping in mind, NATO. Biden has strengthened NATO, has strengthened our alliance with NATO, has admitted Finland to NATO. Finland has an 830-mile border with Russia. You know, we have a long border with Canada and we sleep easy at night. We don't have guards every 10 feet. We don't need guards every 10 feet. How would you like to have an 830-mile border with Russia? That doubled the border on Russia aspect of NATO. Before Finland was admitted, we had about 800 miles of border on a couple of other countries, Estonia, a few others. Now we have over 1,600. Take a look at Putin. With Donald Trump, Donald Trump is submissive to Putin, subservient to Putin, servile to Putin. I've used the analogy in the past. You've seen two German shepherds approach each other, and one will be submissive to the other, show his throat to the other. I've never seen a German shepherd show his throat to a Chihuahua, a hairless Chihuahua. And that is what Trump did with Putin. Biden has reinforced our alliances in the Pacific against Xi and against Communist China, the Chaicoms. Strengthened our alliances with Japan, Vietnam, the Philippines, South Korea, Australia. We have a ring around China, Taiwan. And that is not going to subside. I'm going to go to the lines. This show is a lot about the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob of Madison?
Yeah, it's interesting what's going on in the war there. I've developed a Ukraine war game. I was a war gamer 50 years ago with Gary Gygax, the inventor of Dungeons and Dragons. And then I went political, and he went into making millions, making games. So I'm worried about the counteroffensive, and I hope that they come down through the middle and split that land bridge that Putin wants, you know, between the two big cities of Mariupol and Berman. In the Crimea area, you know, you can cut off the Crimea, and
it's
I think
a peninsula.
That'd be a
right.
great strategy.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for calling in, and thanks for raising the Ukraine issue, because it's something I speak about quite a bit. And Russia essentially has lost its mind as a country. Let me give you some updates. First of all, in the most grisly, disgusting videos that have been released in a long time, there have been two videos released of the Russians beheading two Ukrainian captured soldiers with knives, just like ISIS did to that American and to a Brit in Syria. In fact, the American was a graduate of Marquette University. The freelance journalist went over, they captured him, and they beheaded him with a knife. It was a small knife, too, a very small knife, which is especially painful and slow. The Russians are animals. The Russian army are animals. And you're talking about concern about what's going on in Bakhmut, which is the center of the fighting right now and maybe the center of the Ukrainian counteroffensive. The Ukrainians have said that the Russians are simply leveling it, constant shelling. Their method of warfare is just shell it limitlessly till there are no buildings left and nobody above ground. The head of the CIA gave a talk at Rice University the other day. He said that Russia is well on the way of becoming an economic colony of China. I think that some of these themes have got to be beamed out. We used to have Radio Free Europe that would get through. Russia has cut off an awful lot of social media. But there are ways of getting it to them. And let me tell you what I would say. Number one, China has now refused to pay for oil and gas coming out of Siberia. And why is that? Because China used to own that land in the 1850s in the Opium War. When France and Russia went into China, the truth is that the Russians are parasites and they sat on the sidelines. Then they rushed in and they simply stole 1.5 million kilometers of what's now Siberia. And Xi has made it somewhat clear, as politely as he can, and he ain't that polite, that that belongs to China. That belongs to China. In retaliation, Putin is desperate. Remember Alexei Navalny, the heroic, terrific resistor? He's in jail. Apparently, he's now been poisoned and is slowly dying, and they moved him to a punishment cell. The punishment cell, he can't stand up. He's a tall guy, something like 9 feet long, and I don't know how far up. He just sort of lies there, basically in a shell. These people are criminals. And I'm going to leave one thing, and then I'm going to get back to the lines. And I like Bob's war games, and I like the fact Crimea is a peninsula. Crimea has belonged to us and to Ukraine for a long time. And quite frankly, it should be back in Ukrainian hands. So should all the Donbass. They say there are some Russian speakers. Yeah, there are Spanish speakers in our Southwest, and we're not giving that away. There are Russian speakers in Estonia, and we ain't giving that back as part of NATO. What Russia is doing is unilaterally targeting civilians, bombing them, killing them without retaliation because, oh, no, you can't bomb Russian civilians. This war isn't going to stop until apartment buildings in Moscow get blown off. And I'm not espousing it because, yes, they have nuclear weapons and so forth and so on. But how about ruining Russian civilians without bombing them? How about sanctioning every Russian in Russia? Any bank account they have, freeze it. Don't let them have the money anywhere in the West. Confiscate it and turn it over to Ukraine. How about not letting them go to Wimbledon, for God's sake? The UK is letting them compete in Wimbledon, and if one of them wins, what? The Princess of Wales is going to hand them hug them and hand them a trophy? Are you kidding me? Don't let them into, you have to shun them. Do not let them into the Olympics. This really ticks the heck out of me. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
You know, on Ukraine, to me, it's a no-brainer. If the people on the mega rights would say, Tucker Carlson, you're done, even though you're number one in Russian TV, and we're going to throw in with the American people who want to see Ukraine defeated, Russia defeated, it'd be over tomorrow. It'd be over tomorrow. They're hamstringing us. I don't care what anybody says, they're hamstring us. They're doing the same garbage with China. China doesn't want war. They want capitalism. Russia wants war. Let's give it to them. But these guys, these goofballs like Jim Jordan and hit in that clown show, they're stopping it all. I think it's time America joins America and we get Russia out of Ukraine. What do you think, Matt? I'll hang up.
Yeah. I'm 100%, and you've been talking, I think, agreed with me. We have got to, everything I've just talked about civilian sanctions, we've got to, all we have to do is get them the 190-mile HIMARS. We have HIMAR missiles that go 100 miles, 190 miles, very accurate. We've only given them like a 50-mile HIMARS. Somebody said we gave them 140-miler. I'll believe it when I see it. They could lob these things into Crimea. They could log them into eastern Donbass from 190 miles away. Ukraine is the size of Texas. That's a big area. That's a big area. We haven't given them planes. Give them planes. Have them bomb the hell out of the Ruskies. Bomb the hell out of the Ruskies. They're not necessarily going to be our pilots, but we can't continue to tie their hands behind their backs and only give them so many weapons so that they can kill a lot of Ruskies. The people on the far right, Tucker Carlson is a traitor. He's Axis Sally. He's Tokyo Rose. If there were a declaration of war against Russia, he'd be in prison for treason. It's a treasonous network. It's hate TV. And the right wing in the Republican Party, the true right wing, is the same way. Get them the planes. Get them the planes. We've spent 5% of our defense budget, and we've killed 200,000 Russians and destroyed 3,000 of their tanks. Bring it on. The problem is a lot of their soldiers are prisoners. All we're doing is cleaning out their prisons for them. Make it a lot tougher. I agree with you, Bill, 100%. Bob, thank you for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 57 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Partly cloudy Friday, with daytime highs approaching 75. 73, chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to one topic and then get to the lines. Well, Donald Trump has demeaned himself again. And some of this is borders on treason, and some of it, quite frankly, surprised even me. He gave an interview to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson said, "Who do you think blew up the Nord Stream pipeline up in the Baltic?" And Trump grinned and he said, "I don't want to get in trouble. I'll tell you it wasn't Russia, but I don't want to get my own country in trouble," implying and grinning that the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which is false. That's a pure Russian line. The Russians say the U.S. did it. Some people think Ukrainians did it. More than that, think that the Russians did it, angry with the West, and to show their power. Trump is a former president, servile to Putin, bribed by Putin, blackmailed by Putin. But for God's sake, you're running for president again, and you grin and suggest that the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, and you think that's somehow what? A good thing for you and the Republican Party? And then he said this. He said, Putin, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and Xi of China were the smartest people he'd ever met. That's exactly what he said. He said that Kim Jong-un, who tortures people, who feeds some of them to dogs and pigs when they're alive, believe it or not, he's a sadist, who executed his own uncle, who executes people in horrible fashion. University of Virginia student named Otto Warmbier went there. They arrested him for stealing a sign as a souvenir and tortured him for a year and sent him back to be buried in Washington. And Kim Jong-un did that because Donald Trump, early in his presidency, had called him Little Rocket Man. Kim Jong-un is sensitive about his height and weight, and so he tortured an American. And then Trump said, did Trump, for instance, tell him not to do it? Make sure Warmbier got back? No. Trump traveled over there twice, once in Hanoi and once in the DMZ, and said he and Kim loved each other right after Otto Warmbier was tortured to death, UVA student. And now he says he has never met anybody smarter than Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is a sadist, should be put to death, quite frankly. He said that Putin is very, very smart. And then earlier in the invasion, he said, look at how he got all that real estate, i.e. Ukraine, Crimea, for $2 in sanctions. And he said, Xi is brilliant. those of you in the Republican Party, listen to this. Listen to this good. When you have the effective head of your party and you have the effective potential nominee for your party, praising our mortal enemies who are sadists, genocidal thieves, and are doing everything they can to kill Americans and American soldiers. And when you accuse your own country of blowing up a pipeline in the Baltic that Germany and a lot of Europe depended on, that is treason. That deserves incarceration. And I don't want to hear from any of you, you're thinking of voting for this guy. If you are voting to say that the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and that the torturer Kim Jong-un and the sadist and genocidal thief Vladimir Putin and Xi, who is threatening all of Asia, are the smartest people you've ever met, you're not Americans. I do not want to hear from you that you're going to be voting for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an enemy of the United States. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I've been hearing a little bit about the Republicans' plan to want to limit the amount of, that children can be on a computer, apparently, or what they can access. And rather than that, how about getting broadband across the state of Wisconsin so our kids have the educational opportunities and our people have the access to the internet as they should for business opportunities, rather than this nonsense of, well, let's legislate what parents should probably be doing. It's just another, you know, right-wing ploy to, you know, equivalent of book burning, and maybe going to a little bit too far there. But I mean, these guys, the fascism is not just creeping anymore with these guys. It's coming by leaps and bounds, and they don't seem to recognize or even care.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Mark. The whole issue of proper regulation of social media is one of the most difficult and seminal questions of regulation in our time, because you don't want to regulate newspapers and so forth, but social media has an impact that most people have frankly underappreciated. And I come down as more of a libertarian on that. I represented the media for 40 years, the Hearst Corporation, TV, radio stations, a magazine, a book imprint, and so on. And I am a zealous guardian of the First Amendment. That said, what I do not like is with Twitter, Facebook, permitting jihadist terrorists, commie Ruskies, Norks, Chicoms, going on there with fake stuff and then targeting Americans, and then Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, sort of cooperating with their algorithms, directing it to people that want to consume this kind of stuff. There has got to be a way on social media of keeping jihadist terrorists, Norks, Chicoms, and commie Ruskies from doing their dirty work and lying and trying to penetrate our country and our elections. That's something newspapers could never do. That's the where I would draw the line. Mark, as always, thank you for calling in. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report.
This is what democracy looks like.
More protests today in Tennessee, where lawmaker Justin Pearson has just been reinstated. The Memphis County Commission voted unanimously to return him to the state house.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, the movement lives or dies in Memphis. The movement lives or dies in
Memphis and here at this hallowed place, and this sacred place, we showing the United States of America and the Republicans in Tennessee that the movement is still alive.
Pearson was one of two lawmakers expelled from the legislature last week for protesting at a gun rally. Justin Jones was also reinstated this week. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has since signed an executive order strengthening background checks for gun purchases and called on state lawmakers to pass a red flag law. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner. Here's what you need to know. The DNR issuing a third letter of noncompliance to Tyco Fire Products. The company has a fire training and research center in Marinette and is known for mixing firefighting foam containing PFAS or forever chemicals. Tyco Fire has been pushing back against the DNR for years on investigating how far contamination may have spread when farmers use sludge from sewage treatment plants as fertilizer. The area in question includes fields located miles outside of Marinette and Peshtigo, where the contamination from the fire training facility is largely concentrated. Tyco says there's no guaranteed way to tell if the PFAS in the sludge originated from their plant and could have another source. Don't burn outside today. There's a red flag fire warning in effect for several counties in our listening area, including Wood and Portage, Marathon, and Waupaca. That warning in effect until 8 p.m. I'm Jane Matner. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind today, Jean.
Good afternoon, Matt. A lot of food for thought again today. I'll tell you, there's so many issues, it's hard to wrap one's head around all of them. But, you know, when you thought of the Internet, or the person did, you know, with the Internet, there's a new propaganda organization for Trump that has started, and it's called America First Legal. Now, it seems like they're legal people, lawyers, you know what I mean, and they're sending out propaganda against the Mar-a-Lago raid, which is all BS. But the head of this new America's First Legal, Stephen Miller, is the president. And they send out this flyer that, oh, they got him. They got Biden. And it's like, oh, we got this letter from the archives. And it's just ridiculous. So then it goes to Jim Jordan. Oh, there's been a release. This is happening. Not where it came from, but this is what we found out. So then it goes to Fox. Oh, we found out this too. And here it's from Stephen Miller. Isn't that just amazing how this operation continues to BS the people in America and in our state? Those Republicans, I'm sorry, they got to go. We got to vote them all
well,
out.
Well, Gene, you're making a good point. Yeah, what it is it's an echo chamber. And one of my favorite Saturday Night Live spots with, you know, the Stephen Miller is really bad news. And this guy, they had a thing where everybody's pretending to be in the Trump cabinet and they're standing around and there's a basket, a wicker basket. And Trump's going, okay, you know, Giuliani, what do you think? And this one, and Miller, what do you think? And suddenly it's sort of like a cobra, like an Indian cobra. You go, nah, da, da, da. And a cobra comes popping out, and that's Stephen Miller. The guy's bad news, and they come up with all these, you know, America First legal and this, that, and the other thing. It's the same crowd. It's the same crowd, and they're not America First. They're America Last. They're Russia First. They're traitors to the United States. And thanks for calling in and making that clear. I really appreciate it. I want to talk about, believe it or not, Joe Biden's trip to Northern Ireland is a very interesting development. And there's some history to it, you may or may not know. And by comparison, it goes back to Prime Minister Lloyd George and Michael Collins, the Irish hero, back in about 1921 or two. And here's what it is. The Good Friday Accords were signed 25 years ago. And the Good Friday Accords put an end to violence in Northern Ireland in 1998. Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, the English PM, the British PM, deserve all the credit in the world. George Mitchell, a senator from Maine, brokered it. And it's a terrific thing. And it was power sharing. It's starting to fall apart because the minute that Britain left the Brexit, they left the European Union. And then suddenly they have a land border with Europe. And you go, what do you mean? Yeah, they do. Northern Ireland is part of the UK, but it has a land border with the Republic of Ireland. I've been to both Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, Republic of Ireland. Great people in both places. And so what do you do if you're not in the EU with goods that go across the border? And the unionists in the North who espouse union with UK under all circumstances refuse to participate in shared government with the Republican side. And Republican over there does not mean what it means in this country. They don't have Democrats and Republicans. They have unionists and nationalists, unionists and Republicans. In any event, I have a solution. And here's a solution. They refuse to join in the shared government, and therefore the UK is directly controlling Northern Ireland from the mainland. But they're forgetting what Tony Blair did in 1998. It was a brilliant ploy. Back then, the unionists didn't want to go into the Good Friday Accords. They didn't want shared government. Shared government means that, you know, 1 6-month period, the unionists have the first minister, and then the second 6-month period, the other side does, and so on. And they said to Tony Blair in a meeting, "We're not going to do it. We want you to directly run us from London." And Tony Blair said, "Is that what you want?" And the union said, "Yes." Tony said, "Fine. But there's only one small detail. I don't have time to run you from London. So I am going to use an agent, my agent, the British agent, to run you. And that British agent will be the Irish government in Dublin." The minute he said that, the unionists caved. Right now, Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister, a Tory, but apparently a fairly reasonable guy who brokered a compromise here, could easily do that. He could easily say to them, "Get back into shared government." They could say no. He said, "Okay, we'll run you directly from London. Oh, by the way, we're real busy. We are going to use an agent, and that would be the Irish government in Dublin." Why do I say it's similar to Lloyd George and Michael Collins back 100 years ago? Because during the Irish push for independence, the Irish Revolution, Michael Collins, the great Irish patriot, the big fellow he's called, he's from County Cork, which is where all my ancestors were from. big fellow goes to London to meet with Lloyd George, and they thought Lloyd George would be good to him because he was Welsh. Lloyd George is a Welsh name, and the Welsh are Celtic people like the Irish. Well, Lloyd George doesn't have any of that. And Lloyd George said, here's what I'm going to do for you. There are 32 counties in Ireland. You can have 26 of them for your own country, but six of them are going to stay in the north as Northern Ireland. And Michael Collins said, well, that's not acceptable to us. And Lloyd George, who had all the cards and all the marbles, said, okay, here are two things you choose. One of them was a Republic of Ireland with 26 counties and six of them broken off into the UK. And the other one was a declaration of war signed by Lord George by England against Ireland to take the whole thing. Michael Collins had no choice. He had no choice. He had a choice between war, country with 3 or 4 million people against a country of 60 or 70 million with a major army. And he did what he could. However, people back in Ireland didn't like it. And there was an Irish civil war. And sadly, they ended up killing Michael Collins. The Irish did. The people that were against any treaty. So you fast forward, you know, you got to look at history of any country. You fast forward to Tony Blair in 1998. He understood exactly what Lloyd George had done with Michael Collins. So Tony Blair pulled it in reverse on the unionists. He said, you're going to have shared government. They said, no, we're not. He said, okay. You want me to run you from London? Yeah. Okay. By the way, I'm real busy. I'm going to use an agent, and that agent is the Irish government in Dublin. And they pretty quickly went into shared government. Now they're pulling it again. Rishi Sunak is in a more tenuous position. He doesn't have quite the margin that Tony Blair did. Tony Blair was the Labour Party, had quite a margin where, you know, quite a majority, whereas Rishi Sunak less so. Rishi Sunak is also, he's British, but his parents and his ancestry is from India, and there's some nativism over there against him. And so he has a few extra things to contend with, but I think he's fundamentally on the right track. And the way that he achieved, this workaround with the EU and the whole idea of the trade was this. He said, I have an idea. If the UK ships goods into Northern Ireland, they don't want, the unionists don't want some kind of a border inspection because they're part of the UK. Why should there be a border inspection right on the other side of the Irish Sea, part of the UK? He said, okay, they're causing a lot of trouble. We're going to have green channels and red channels, two channels for exports. Green channels are any goods that are destined to stay in Northern Ireland on grocery stores or whatever. The red channel are goods that are intended to go down to Southern Ireland and then shipped to the rest of the EU, and those will be inspected. The unionists didn't like it, but there's not much they could do. So be aware of what's going on over there. They're all good people on both sides, but there's a lot of history that goes back many hundreds of years. Tony Blair was a terrific prime minister. Bill Clinton was, frankly, a terrific president, one of the best of the 20th century. And Rishi Sunak is surprising me. I took a look at some of the other prime ministers before him, the union, the Tories, and I thought, oh, my God, he is starting to look better than I thought. Better than I thought. So I would invite him to look back to Lloyd George and Michael Collins. I'd invite him to look back to how Tony Blair flipped it in 98. And I would invite him to flip it again. Time to flip it again. Good news in Tennessee, Justin Pearson just got reinstated. He was one of the two Tennessee state legislators who were thrown out by the Republicans for joining a protest on gun violence. All they did, all the Republicans succeeded in doing, was to whip up all of the youth of Tennessee and all of the youth around the country and fair-minded people everywhere. I'll tell you what, using the terminology of the 19th century, which we had before, it was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. It was very stupid what they did. But now they're doing something even dumber. Remember, Justin Jones, who represents a Nashville area district, got reinstated on Monday. Justin Pearson, the other Justin, who represents an area near Memphis in Shelby County. You know what the Republicans now are doing? They're putting in a bill, see if it goes anywhere, to say that they are going to yank $300 million in funding from Shelby County because the local council there reinstated Justin Pearson. Can you imagine how stupid that is? They're doubling down. $300 million for a county in Tennessee is a lot of money. I do not know if that's this year or over years or whatever. This is not a wealthy county. What do they think they're doing? What do they think they are doing? I never heard of Justin Pearson or Justin Jones a year ago or a month ago. Suddenly, these people are icons. I mean, what are the Republicans thinking? Toss two guys out. Don't toss the third person out, a white woman who had done the same thing. And she was great. She said, look, I don't want to be treated any better, but that's what they did. They get a huge crowd, multiracial crowd, saying we've had enough of you people. And what is the issue that they're fighting? Assault weapons. Any kind of reasonable regulation of military weapons. So I'm going to say it again. This is not a difficult thing. Nobody's saying we should take away pistols, rifles, but we already take away nuclear weapons. You can't have one. I don't want you to have one. And you don't want me to have one. We take away biological weapons, chemical weapons. You can't have them. Shoulder-held missile launchers, bazooka. Why not? Because some guy will rent an apartment near Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, and he'll shoot down an airliner as it's landing. We don't want that. Machine guns. They're legal in some states and not others, but you probably can't get one. If you wanted one, you can put in for one. You need the kind of background check and examination that you need to be an astronaut or a member of the CIA. Mentally ill people aren't going to get it. Young people aren't going to get it. You ain't getting a machine gun. The answer is with assault weapons, AR-15s. An AR-15 was used in the Nashville shooting just now. With assault weapons, you should have the same regulation as machine guns. An assault weapon nowadays is a machine gun. Why do I say that? Take a look at a machine gun from the 1930s, the Tommy guns. Remember the FBI story, James Stewart? It's one of the greatest movies. You got to see it. It's 90 years old. It's unbelievable. They kick open the door with Tommy guns. The Tommy guns are primitive compared to assault weapons right now. That is all, for a start. They were regulated like that from 1994 to 2004, and we had a 70% reduction in mass shootings. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 57 tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tomorrow, high of 80. Lows level off around 52 tomorrow night, mainly clear. Mainly cloudy Friday with daytime highs approaching 76. 73, chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Rick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick comment on the gun problem we have in this country. It's called the few ruling the many, and it's mostly attributed to rigged political maps. Republicans can't even think for themselves. In this state, they do whatever Voss tells them, and until you get the that situation fixed and a lot of other issues, I don't know. It's just not a good situation. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, and you've raised it before, Paul. And here's the deal. Look, there's a lot of hunters. There are a lot of people who think guns are good. I like them. I think people should. The Second Amendment means what it says, and I'm going to say something I've said before. Not everybody may have heard it. The Second Amendment was a liberal amendment, believe it or not. In medieval times, peasants were not permitted to own weapons, and if they were caught with weapons, they could be executed. The king did not want, the monarchy and the aristocrats did not want peasants with weapons because they might rise up. In those days, weapons were swords. As guns got invented and so forth, they were not permitted to have weapons. You can't own a gun in Russia. I still don't know why the NRA likes to hang out with the Ruskies and are submissive to the Ruskies. You can't own a gun in China. You can't own it in North Korea. The Second Amendment was intended, it said to, because of the militia and so on, but basically the intention was there are no more peasants. We're all free citizens and we are entitled to be armed. And that's fine. But we've got to have some common sense. The difference between military weapons and civilian weapons in 1788 was minimal. You know, you had to load one at a time. A musket took about a minute. That's why it was pretty gory because they had bayonets. And by the time you reloaded, some guy with a bayonet's on you. People weren't talking about having cannons. You know, primitive cannons were invented not too long right around that time, maybe a little after. No one said, you know, the average guy could have a cannon. Well, nowadays, nobody in his right mind says you should be able to buy a nuclear weapon. Nobody in his right mind says you should buy a chemical or biological weapon. They're illegal. Nobody in his right mind says you should buy a HIMAR missile, a Javelin, shoulder-held missile launcher, a bazooka, because it's too easy to kill massive numbers of people, including aircraft. And there are a lot of nuts. We have had more mass shootings since January 1 than there have been days since January 1. We've had about 140 some odd mass shootings. In what? 3.5 months? There's one every day. Sometimes there's two in one day. Sometimes they don't even make the top of the news. Everybody thinks I didn't get a promotion. I got what? I got fired. My boss doesn't like me. What, I got jilted by, you know, a popular girl at the prom? So, come on. What do we do? To me, it is beyond simple. You can't own a machine gun. And you go, oh, Matt, yes, I can. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. And if you're in one of the states that permits them, the federal government has an overriding preemptive statute. Go ahead and apply for one. See how long it takes you. see what kind of background check. Mentally ill people, young people, gangbangers, lazy people, you're not getting them. There has to be a defined purpose. Just add AR-15s and assault rifles to that category. They're military weapons. Any high magazine category to those weapons. That's all. You can't get a bazooka or a nuclear weapon or a chemical or biological weapon. That ain't going to happen. And you're going to go through basically CIA application, astronaut application to get a machine gun or an AR-15. And if you get through that, that means people that really care about this and are experts think that you can have it safely. It's not complicated. That kid, that ding-dong down in Nashville who got killed and he went in, he was going to get fired. He'd been an intern. And then he started to work and he was about to get fired. Use an AR-15. It's very, very common. The guy in Buffalo, that racial killing, all this stuff. These people could never have had AR-15s if the application process was the same as a machine gun. They're a machine gun. They're more lethal than a 1930s or 40s machine gun. They're more lethal. Take a look at the FBI story of Jimmy Stewart. These terrific agents kicking open the door with Tommy guns. They're primitive looking. Going to the lines, Jacob, Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Jake.
Hey, Matt. Well, just for those out there who aren't aware, the real reason the people who run the NRA are hanging out with Russian spies so often, because, of course, Russia, they're just using the NRA to funnel their money directly into the Republican Party and Donald Trump's bank accounts. You know, since the Republican Party essentially is just a bought and paid for adjunct of the Russian intelligence services at this point. And Wayne LaPierre is every bit the traitor that Donald Trump is. Just look at all the money he's been taking over the years from Russian sources. And we all recall Marina Butina, you know, the more homely version of Moscow Melania, who was cuddling up to a lot of Republican politicians, getting awfully close to them. And she, of course, was a Russian spy working along with the NRA the whole time.
Yeah, Maria Butina actually appeared in a photograph with Scott Walker, who had been our governor and ran for president in 2016. I frankly agree with much of what you just said. Not only that, I asked this question. Why is Wayne LaPierre and why are the NRA hanging around so chummily with Putin and his people when guns are illegal in Russia? And what I say from a democratic perspective, the party that will protect your guns, the party that will protect your guns the best is the Democratic Party. Why do I say that? Because the truth is that the Republican Party can take away your gun anytime they want. Under the Patriot Act, they just say, okay, there's a danger and just take it away. They hang around with people like Putin where it's illegal. You're caught with a gun in Moscow, you're toast. If they cared about guns, they wouldn't hang around with a guy who outlaws guns. Democrats don't hang around with Putin. But what Democrats think is you shouldn't own a nuclear weapon or a biological or chemical weapon or a bazooka or a shoulder-held missile launcher or a machine gun, and I should say machine gun and assault rifle, unless you go through the equivalent of a CIA background check. That's what we're talking about. And not many people, hardly any at all, would ever end up owning a machine gun or a assault rifle. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.